From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United Nations Security Council is calling on leaders in South Sudan to control their rival armed forces, warning that attacks on civilians and UN facilities may constitute war crimes. The council met for more than 3 hours about the crisis in the capital, Juba. There were no official estimates of casualties by late Sunday, and it remained unclear whether troops loyal to President Salva Kiir or those backing First Vice President Riek Machar would heed the UN demands. Both leaders on Saturday issued calls for calm in the capital, but to little avail. U.S. President Barack Obama has praised America's relationship with Spain as a bond of friendship with shared economic and security interests. He made a shortened visit there due to violence in the U.S.
My trip is a little abbreviated, but I thought it was very important for me to come here, given the extraordinary friendship and alliance that exists between Spain and the United States.
Mr. Obama met Sunday with Acting Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. The meeting came as Spain grapples with high unemployment and a political crisis sparked by two general elections that have produced no clear winners. Dallas Chief of Police David Brown told CNN Television Sunday that the ambush that killed five white police officers in Dallas and wounded seven could have been worse. The black gunman, Micah Xavier Johnson, told police he wanted to kill white people, especially white officers. Bomb-making materials and a journal were found at his home after a search Friday. Johnson opened fire during a protest against the recent shootings of black men by police. Protests have been held across the country. This is VOA News.